Thank you very much to the Geneva Environment Network for bringing us all together today. I think it's already been said, but we're here because we care. And one of the challenges is taking the ambition that we've set to a global scale, really transforming ambition into action. And that's what I'm going to talk about today through international standards. So, a quick introduction, because many of you might not know ISO. So ISO is the International Organization for Standardization. It's a not-for-profit, independent organization made up of a network of national standards bodies. So each country has an officially recognized national standards body, one for each country, and we're a network of 175 different national standards bodies with a secretariat here in Geneva. So, it's been mentioned many times today, and I'll say it again, we have a shared vision. We have the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework. But we know that action happens locally. Cities, communities, businesses, organizations, individuals are the ones that are implementing this shared ambition. But how do we transform our shared global ambition into effective local action? And that's kind of the crux of the challenge and why we're here today and the theme of the International Biodiversity Day this year. Where do organizations start? Well, we need practical tools for measurable, verifiable action. And this is where international standards come in. So international standards really help scale implementation. We did some research back in 2024 ahead of CALI to see how existing international standards could support the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework. And the results of this research was a surprise even to me, I have to say. We found that 549 ISO standards across 94 different ISO technical committees can help deliver on the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework. And actually, since then, the first standard has been launched by the Technical Committee on Biodiversity. And so in October of last year, ISO 17298, a catchy number, considering biodiversity in the strategy and operations of organizations, was launched. And this is the first international standard on biodiversity at the organizational level. It's a practical roadmap for organizations of all sizes, so any organization, to implement biodiversity or consider biodiversity in their strategy. And it directly supports Target 15 of the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework. And this is just the first. This is the first international standard under what's known as TC331 on biodiversity. And I want to say to all of you in the room today, everyone can get involved in international standardization. And sometimes it feels like this sort of a bit of an unknown, it's not very clear. If you're here representing a country, you can contact your national standards body. If you're here representing an organization, you can become a liaison organization to ISO. And ISO actually has several thousand liaison organizations, and many actually are in the room today. IUCN is a liaison to TC331. So please, do not hesitate to get involved. If you're not sure where to start, please feel free to reach out to me, because international standards are really so critical for taking this next step, transforming the ambition, the policy, into concrete, implementable, verifiable, measurable action. And that's why I wanted to talk to you here today and just underline that this is the heart of what we're all trying to achieve, local action being multiplied across the globe, and we can do that through international standards. So please, if you'd like to learn more, you can go to iso.org/biodiversity. You can reach out to me directly at bruchet@iso.org. Please don't hesitate. I know that international standards can seem a little bit overwhelming at the beginning, but I really think this is an important part of our common goal. So thank you very much.